And welcome back to the Eye on College Football podcast here on CBSSports.com. I am Chip Patterson, and this is not a rewind edition or an expert picks. It is not a Dodcast nor a BCS breakdown with Jerry Palm. We are very, very lucky to be joined today by Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly. He took some time to sit down with us, and we talk a little bit about Everett Golson and his return to Notre Dame, which will be coming here later this month. Talk a little bit about offensive coordinator Chuck Martin, who will take the Miami of Ohio coaching job, and a little bit about Notre Dame's future relationship with the ACC and the college football playoff and the like. Please remember that you can get all of the Eye on College Football podcast by subscribing on iTunes. Subscribers will get them early before they hit CBSSports.com. So that's one reason to go in there, review, and rate. Hope you enjoy the chat with Brian Kelly, and be sure to tune in for the Expert Picks podcast later this week as we will preview the SEC Championship, Big Ten Championship, and the rest of Week 15. Well, Coach, first of all, thanks so much for taking some time to join CBSSports.com. And just to start off, congratulations on an 8-4 season. Maybe not the type of season that you expected it maybe come last February, but still, this is an 8-4 finish with impressive wins against Michigan State, USC, and BYU. Your fourth regular season in the books. What do you think you learned about this particular Notre Dame team throughout the year?
Well, it was, you know, certainly a group that got better as the season went on. You know, losing a middle linebacker, our safety position was in flux. The quarterback absolutely was a transition for us. So there were a number of positions that I think from our standpoint that got better as the season went on. And I've always said if you're a better football team in November, you've made progress. And I thought we got better as a football team. I would have liked to have played some of the teams we played earlier in the season in November. I think the outcome would certainly have been different.
Particularly, like you said, on the defensive side of the ball, some of those positions in flux, and what it seemed to lead to is a lot of younger players getting some time. Were there any players in particular that impressed you with their development during the season?
Jalen Smith, our true freshman outside linebacker, was, you know, you could probably make the case that he was our most outstanding player, and he's a true freshman right here from the state of Indiana. So, you know, any time that you're playing a true freshman at the level that we're playing at and the games that he's got to play week in and week out, I think that's a pleasant surprise. But I think he's got to be the one guy that we would point to. I think you look at some freshmen that we played on the offensive line. We played a true freshman at right guard in Steve Elmer. We played a true freshman at running back at Torian Fulton. We played a true freshman at the wide receiver position in Corey Robinson. So a lot of young guys got a chance to play this year, and I think that bodes well for our future.
Talking about that running back position, that seemed to be a theme of yours headed down the stretch. You really wanted to be able to establish a running game. It seemed like you thought that was going to be a key to winning. How do you see that position moving forward into 2014?
Well, I think it's going to be a strength of ours. And you know, again, you're looking at a group now that, from our standpoint, we think we were able to redshirt a great player, Greg Bryant, who came in as a five-star recruit. So I think that's going to be a depth position for us, the wide receiver position. I think we bring back two of the best tight ends in the country in Troy Nicholas and Ben Koyak. So, again, you know, with the quarterback position, with Eric Olson coming back, and I think from an offensive standpoint, we feel really good. We've developed some young players on the defensive side of the ball. Really no reason for us to be back in the mix as it relates to playing for now with the playoff format in place, playing for one of those playoff spots.
Speaking of the offensive side of the ball, offensive coordinator Chuck Martin set to take over at Miami, a program, as you know, that can sustain a level of success in the MAC. What do you think are going to be some of the challenges, and how is he ready to try and lead the Redhawks back to that level of success?
Well, what's unique about Chuck is obviously getting the opportunity to coordinate at the BCS level here as a play caller here at Notre Dame. He got the unique perspective of calling plays as an offensive coordinator and seeing it from that perspective. But also, he's been a head coach and a successful head coach at Grand Valley State in winning championships. So he's been a leader of a program. He's had success in seeing it from the inside out. And then at Notre Dame, being a coordinator, I think that just makes him eminently qualified to bring a great program like Miami of Ohio back to the cradle of coaches. I think it's a great situation for Chuck. I think it's a great situation for Miami of Ohio. They can only go up, right? They were over 12 last year, so I expect them to do great things there at Miami.
Yeah, 74-7 and two national championships certainly speaks for itself.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good record there. I think he can put that one up against anybody. And again, I think the great experience he had here recruiting over the last 4 years here at Notre Dame puts him in a great position.
So, like you mentioned earlier, you just said today that Everett Golson will be coming back. I think you estimated around December 13th or 15th. Are you expecting a different young man coming back to campus?
I think so. I think we all mature based upon our life experiences, and certainly he hit a period in his life that forced him out of Notre Dame, and I think we all learned from those experiences. He's shown to me that this is one that, he wants to take and build off of. I'm expecting a young man that is going to be better from it. And I expect great things from him, both in the classroom and our community on the football field. So can't wait to see him. Can't wait to get him back here at Notre Dame.
The partial membership or the scheduling agreement with the ACC will begin. The Olympic sports already a member of the ACC, as the hoops have certainly will have things going in the Big Ten ACC Challenge as a football coach. Because obviously there are advantages on the administrative level and for the school, but just from the perspective of the football program, what do you look forward to in that relationship with the ACC?
Well, I think first it's the tie-in with the bowls. So we're not in a position, say, like we are right now, where we don't know where our bowl future is. So I think the tie-ins with the bowls make it a lot clearer as to what our destination is, and certainly we want to be playing for championships. So we don't have ourselves in this position. I think it tends to balance off our schedule a little bit better. We know where we are moving forward schedule-wise, where. When we didn't have some of those clear-cut games in the ACC, our schedule seemed to fluctuate from year to year. So I think it adds a little bit more continuity and balance to our schedule and then clears up our postseason opportunities from year to year.
Well, Coach, you will be hitting the recruiting trail soon, but right now you are teamed up with Vizio and you are trying to recruit the most diehard college football fans. Why don't you tell the fans how they can get involved with the Fan Throwdown?
Yeah, recruiting never ends for us. And with Vizio, we're searching for the nation's most diehard college football fan and, rewarding them with a trip to the Vizio BCS National Championship and with that, a 55-inch smart TV. And all you got to do is visit Vizio.com /BCS Fan Throwdown and submit an entry. And you got to prove you're a college football fan, not just a fan, but the biggest fan. You got to upload a video or a picture. And submissions are due by December 15th, and we'll vote on the top 10 finalists for that. And so just by entering and signing up, you're going to be part of Fandemonium, and then that online community is going to be awarded points, and that's going to have you an opportunity for redeemable prizes. So it's Fandemonium is an opportunity for you to get some prizes just by signing up. So it should be fun. I think, again, Vizio has put together a great opportunity with the height of college football, and things are so hot right now. I think it's just a great opportunity for everybody.
Once again, that is Vizio.com/BCS Fan Throwdown. Coach, thank you so much for spending some time with CBSSports.com, and best of luck in the bowl game.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.